Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Riotcast. I'm your host, Wyatt the Riot Daniels, and this is my new podcast. I actually recorded this before, and unfortunately, everything I did got deleted. So this is my second take on it. A little bit about me. My name is Wyatt Daniels. My fight name's Wyatt the Riot Daniels. I'm currently 5-0 as an amateur boxer, so I'm by no means a fight expert. However, I'm a huge fight enthusiast, and I watch all of the fights I can, primarily UFC, although I am trying to get more into Bellator. But, I when you work full-time, it's kind of hard to watch everything that's out there. So, I won my fifth fight about 10 days ago. Actually it's more than 10 days ago now. When I first published this, it was 10 days ago. So February 16th, I was deleting some old recordings that had saved into the library, and I didn't realize that that would delete from the actual episode. So I accidentally deleted my entire first episode of my podcast. So, but that's okay. I mean, it was super awkward to do the first episode. It gets less awkward as time goes on. With this podcast, I'm hoping eventually there's a lot of, like, fan submissions, and I kind of want the fans to guide this podcast. But in these first few episodes, I'm just going to kind of break down the UFC fights coming up, give my predictions, stuff like that. And again, I'm by no means an expert, but I'm a huge enthusiast, and I'd love to give my picks. I'm actually recording this from Montana. We've had some pretty cold weather as of late, and, there's not too much to say about me other than, again, yeah, I'm just a huge fight enthusiast. I think that's primarily what I'll talk about. I mean, as far as movies go, I love the new Spider-Man. Video games, I love Red Dead 2. Apex Legends is crushing, like, every record right now. I think it's even beating Fortnite. However, I think Blackout is better. Blackout, of course, being Black Ops 4's game. But I don't plan on chatting about games and movies as much as fighting. I've been training for MMA and training kickboxing for 4 years now. But I've so far I've only done boxing matches. I was just kind of waiting for my grappling to catch up to my striking. And I think that soon I might be able to take an MMA fight. But as of right this minute, I have not been able to. So, yeah, I'm going to dive right into my picks for UFC 232, I believe. I'm going to do a quick break for my sponsor, and then I'll be right with you guys. So, I think I said UFC 232. Of course, I meant UFC 235, which is John Jones versus Anthony Smith. And I'm actually really excited for this fight. My heart is with Anthony Smith. I think that if he were to win this, he would be the next star at light heavyweight. I think that there's not a bunch of stars at light heavyweight right now. I think it's pretty much, you know, it was Daniel Cormier, John Jones, and Gustafson, and that was it. I think if he gets this win, I think that he would fight Daniel Cormier for sure. But I think he'd have to rematch John Jones. I think if he won this fight, he would be a huge superstar. I think that his entire life would change. Obviously, one, because he'd be the champion, but two, because John Jones being, I believe, 23 wins, one loss, and one no contest. He's basically 25-0, because the one loss, you know, was a stupid rule about elbows, the 12-6 elbow, which only exists because people saw karate videos and thought that you could kill people by throwing elbows at a slightly different angle than what's legal in MMA currently. And his one loss being, I'd say, fairly valid because of, you know, banned substances, whether it be, you know, whether you think it's steroids or not, it's still a banned substance. So I think that that second win on Daniel Cormier should be a no contest. At least for now. I think that Anthony Smith does possess power in his hands, and I think his jiu-jitsu is good. However, John Jones outstruck Gustafson, who's a great boxer. And he out-grappled Daniel Cormier, who, in my opinion, other than Henry Cejudo, is the best wrestler in MMA. And I would even go a step further and say I think he's a better MMA wrestler than Henry Cejudo. So I think what's going to happen in this fight, because Anthony Smith does possess such heavy hands, is that John Jones is going to come out. He's really going to, I think he's going to control the striking early on. Like, he's going to win the striking. But I think he is going to respect the power of Anthony Smith more than he's let on in interviews and stuff. I think that he's aware that Anthony Smith could hit him on the chin, knock him out. However, I think he also realizes that the chances of that are slim to none. I think that he's going to control the striking early in round one, and then in round two, or maybe even round one, he's going to shoot the takedown as soon as it's available. And I think on the ground, he's going to have huge success. Even though Anthony Smith does have good jiu-jitsu, I think that John Jones is going to get this down. And I think he's going to win by ground and pound in round two. That's my prediction on this fight. I don't know. I'm rooting for Anthony Smith. My heart is with him, but I think John Jones wins round two, ground and pound. The next fight we have, I think I might be more excited for. Tyron Woodley versus Kamaru Usman. Now, you guys don't know this yet, but as this podcast develops, I think you're going to realize that Tyron Woodley might be in my top five fighters. I think he's just so crazy talented. I do think that I think he's going to be the champ for a long time. I think Kamaru Usman's wrestling is amazing. I think that his striking obviously is great because he's in the UFC, but I don't think it's at the level of Tyron. I think his striking for a UFC level isn't quite there yet. Granted, I mean, compared to, you know, Joe Blow or even, you know, just anyone, I would say his striking's world-class, but world-class for MMA. But for the UFC level, I think it's not quite there yet. However, his grappling more than makes up for it. The issue being that Tyron Woodley is one of the best wrestlers, I think. He's a great wrestler, and he possesses that one-punch knockout power. He just has to, like, tap you, and you might go to sleep. So, with him beating, I can't believe I spaced the name, Darren Till. With him beating Darren Till so dominantly, you know, a great striker, I think that Kamaru Usman's not going to possess much more that he has to worry about. I do think that it is possible that Kamaru Usman wins this fight. However, I just think that Tyron, you know, he could knock him out, and I think he could take him down. I don't see Tyron subbing Kamaru Usman. I don't really see ground and pound victory for Tyron either. I could see this going to decision, but I don't know. Tyron possesses so much power. I think it could totally be a knockout. I think Tyron's going to really avoid the grappling. However, I think Kamaru's grappling so good that there is going to be a lot of wrestling versus anti-wrestling. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, grappling in this fight. I think Tyron's going to have to kind of take it slow with his hands. And while some people might accuse him of being a boring fighter, I think he's just a very intelligent fighter. I think that if he were to just rush at Kamaru, Kamaru would sink in a takedown quicker than you could say takedown. I think that Tyron's going to have to be slow and kind of calculated with his striking in this fight. And I do think his striking is going to be the difference in this fight. I think he's going to outstrike Kamaru. I do think there's going to be a lot of grappling exchanges. So I think that Tyron Woodley wins this one by, I'm going to say decision. I could see a knockout, but I'm going to say decision just because Kamaru Usman's wrestling is so good. So I'm going to take Tyron Woodley, decision. And then our next fight is Robbie Lawler versus Ben Askren. And honestly, this card is amazing. I'm going to say that Robbie Lawler definitely has a shot in this fight, but Ben Askren and Tyron are training partners. I don't know if they both trained with Robbie Lawler. I think that Tyron did. I know Tyron did, actually. Tyron obviously beating Robbie Lawler when he was the champion. So I think that I hate to say a bunch of decision wins, but I think Ben Askren decisioned on this one. You know what? I'm gonna go crazy on this. Now, if you were gonna bet money, I would say decision, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Ben Askren submission round three. I think that Robbie Lawler is crazy talented. I think his striking is going to be better than Ben Askren's. I just think Ben Askren has that, not necessarily even Khabib-style wrestling, but that Khabib level of wrestling where he, if he wants it on the ground, it's going to the ground, and he wants it on the ground. So I think that it's very likely this reaches a decision, but I think that he is just going to prove to be too much for Robbie Lawler. So I do think he wins this fight. I'm going to say submission round three. But if you were going to bet, I would say decision. The next fight we have is Tisha Torres versus Willy Zhang. And I really hope I just pronounced that name right. There's a few names on this card where I'm not positive I'm getting them correct. But I'm actually going to take Willy Zhang by decision in this fight. I think that Tisha Torres is she's a tough customer, but I'm going to go with Willy Zhang by decision. I don't know. I could see Tisha Torres, and actually when I first recorded this, I took Tisha Torres, but I'm going to change my mind on this one. I'm going to say Willy Zhang by decision. Moving on to the next fight, we have Cody Garbrandt, and I am doing these backwards, just for the record. We have Cody Garbrandt versus Pedro Munhoz. And I think they're both crazy talented fighters. I do think that because Cody Garbrandt did just suffer two knockout losses to TJ Dillashaw, while that might ruin some fighters and make them, you know, a lot less confident, a lot more timid, I think that Cody Garbrandt's going to come back with a vengeance. I think he's going to want to prove himself and get back up into title contention. So I think that Cody Garbrandt wins this fight by TKO or KO in the second round. So that's my pick for that fight. And then I'm going to move on to the prelims, but I'm not going to do the early prelims. So I'm actually starting with the, I guess technically, main event of prelims. Jeremy Stephens versus Zabit Megamashuripov. And I'm pretty sure I said that right. I think Jeremy Stephens possesses all the talent in the world. I think that he has that knockout power. However, I think that Zabit is going to completely dominate this fight. Now, I don't know how Zabit is going to win this fight. It's really tough for me. I put in a lot of thought on this. I genuinely can't say how I think Zabit's going to win this fight. I think it's just going to be a domination from bell to probably stoppage, and if not stoppage, bell to bell. I think Zabit is definitely going to be a contender very soon, probably by the end of 2019. And then, man, I don't know. I'd love to see him versus Max Holloway. I'm not going to say that Zabit is going to be champion someday, but I do think he is going to fight for the title within the next year or two. I think Zabit possesses crazy talent. Now, it is possible Jeremy Stephens just lands a couple shots on the button. However, I think Zabit's just going to pick him apart everywhere. Moving on, we have Misha Sirkunov versus Johnny Walker. And I am going to take Misha Sirkunov by decision. I don't have an in-depth breakdown for that fight. I'm just kind of going with my heart on these next few fights. Cody Stamann versus Alejandro Perez. I'm going to take Alejandro Perez TKO round two. You know what? I'm going to say Alejandro Perez TKO. I think that's going to be a fun fight, but I think the fight right before it is actually one of the more exciting fights on this entire card. So it's kind of crazy it got placed so low. But that fight being Diego Sanchez versus Mickey Gall. And like, I think that's such an exciting matchup. But I do think that Mickey Gall, even though his record's 5-1, which doesn't seem that intimidating, he spent a good portion of his career already in the UFC. So it's not a 5-1 like a guy who was fighting on like some backyard promotion and then got in the UFC. It's 5-1 in the UFC, which says a lot. However, Diego Sanchez, of course, being a veteran in the UFC, I do think Mickey Gall is going to take him down early and get the rear naked choke in round one. I just think Mickey Gall's grappling is amazing, to be honest. I don't know. There's not much more to say about that. I'm actually... Yeah, so, I mean, as far as my fight picks go, I've got John Jones round two, ground and pound, Tyrone decision, Ben Askren, I'm going to say submission round three, but I do think decision, Willie Zhang decision, and I hate to make so many decision picks, but I'm just going with what I think is going to happen. Cody Garbrandt, TKO round two, Zabit Magomedsharipov, just by domination. Misha Surkunov, I'm going to say decision again. Alejandro Perez, TKO round three. And then Mickey Gall, submission, very first round. So, those are my fight picks for UFC 235. And I do want to talk about a couple more things in this episode. One of them being that GSP just retired. Now, I was hoping he would fight Conor or Khabib, but... of course, that didn't happen. I personally really wanted to see him fight Tyron Woodley. However, I guess it just wasn't in the cards. I mean, I wish him the best in retirement. I know that he just posted on Instagram the other day about some gear that was made. I think it was like boxing gloves and stuff. So, I mean, he's going to make money as a retired fighter, and I love that. I hope he doesn't have to come back to fighting for the money. I hate it when fighters have to return just because they need to pay the bills. I always root for fighters that retire to just ride off into the sunset and be financially successful elsewhere. I am bummed that I think he came back late 2017 after not fighting since 2013. So what is that? That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 4 years from the sport. I just thought it was weird that he would take 4 years from the sport, come back, beat Michael Bisping, the 185 champ, and then retire again. I thought he was going to take, you know, at least two fights. I don't know. I'm happy for him. I mean, he came back, and as if his legacy wasn't cemented already, he came back and absolutely cemented it. I think that with Gastelum and Whitaker coming up from 170 and being so successful in the weight class, I think he could have defended his belt for sure. I think that... those would have been fun fights. Him versus Yoel would have been fun fights. Although I do know that moving up took quite a toll on his body. So if he had moved back down to 170, him versus Tyrone Woodley would have been amazing. Amazing. And I kind of get why he didn't want to take that fight. He's worried about, you know, CTE, stuff like that. So congrats to him for retiring when he wanted to both times. Cementing his legacy. And winning belts in two different weight classes. I mean, he really did the thing. And I wish him all the best. It was just crazy to me that he came back and retired. I was hoping to see him in a couple more fights. But again, more power to him. I think he's the GOAT, honestly. Because the way I rank the GOATs is... a lot of people say John Jones, and I do think he could be the GOAT. However, there is banned substances, possibly steroids. So I think steroids takes you off the GOAT list. So John Jones is off. Anderson Silva's off. Daniel Cormier lost to John Jones twice. So I would still say he's up there. However, I think GSP's the GOAT. So, I mean, he just retired the GOAT. And... I mean, just a fantastic career all around. A very smart fighter, a very smart guy, a very nice guy who really helped shape the sport. So congrats to GSP in retirement. And moving forward, Dylan Danis got a 7-month suspension for the UFC 232 riots, I believe. The McGregor versus Khabib riots, which... in my opinion, I'm sorry, not UFC 232. UFC 229. I don't know why I was spacing that as hard as I was. Now, I don't think Dylan Danis should have gotten a 7-month suspension for the post-fight antics, and I don't think McGregor should have gotten a suspension for that. Now, I'm not necessarily biased towards them. I think that McGregor should have gotten a suspension for the bus incident. I think that that was absolutely wrong. I think a suspension there would have been justified, and that's how I'm justifying the suspension he got now, because we all really wanted to see that fight. Now, Dylan Danis and McGregor really, I'm going to say Dylan Danis, was talking trash, but they're fighters. They're going to talk trash. It's weird that he talked trash to a fighter in another organization. I know he's fighting, you know, the guy he was talking trash to, Khabib, was fighting his teammate, but without the potential of fighting that individual, I don't know what you gain from talking trash other than, I guess, potentially popularity. I just think that he shouldn't have been suspended for 7 months for that. I think that everything Connor and Dylan Danis did in the post-fight stuff was self-defense. So I don't think there should have been any ban for that. However, I think the bus incident was completely unacceptable. I do think that Khabib was absolutely responsible for that riot following, although with the argument that it was instigated by the bus incident, I think that Khabib and Connor should both be punished, not so much Dylan Danis, as, again, they were defending themselves in the riot, whereas the bus attack was completely on Connor. But moving forward, one thing I wanted to mention really quick was that lightsaber dueling is actually going to become a recognized sport in France. So they're training people who train people how to do fencing. The fencing coaches will now, in some areas, teach people how to lightsaber duel. I don't have a whole lot of thoughts on that other than that it's kind of cool, kind of weird. Yeah, I live in a small town and people lightsaber battle in parking lots. So I could see this becoming big. And I really like the idea of, like, you're at a party and you're like, oh, what do you do for a living? And someone's like, I'm a professional lightsaber dueler. Like, it could be potentially become a professional sport, recognized up there with fencing. And I don't really watch fencing, so if anything was going to make me watch a fencing match, it would be if two people were beating each other with plastic lightsabers. So that's my quick thoughts on that. I think that in the future, I'd like to do longer episodes. I'm not going to say how much longer yet. I'm going to figure that out as I go. I'd like to release episodes on either Monday or Wednesday. I'm not sure yet. I'd like to throw in some bonus episodes too, but I'm for sure going to try and do one podcast a week. I'm going to do one podcast a week. I don't know. I'm going to get more comfortable as I do this, so I'll definitely get better at podcasting. So if the first couple episodes are a little awkward, bear with me. I would like to bring friends in on this so it's not just me ranting to myself. I don't know. I've wanted to start a podcast for about 4 years now, and I finally was like, you know what? We got to sit down and just start this freaking podcast. So that's what I'm doing now. Any tips or any recommendations or help is greatly appreciated. I do train, so I do know quite a few pro fighters that you guys probably wouldn't know. But I would like to interview them in the future. I'd like to bring friends on just for funny and fun conversations. I'm always going to do fight breakdowns. I don't know. It feels good to finally start a podcast. It's definitely proven to be tough. And while I don't expect a bunch of listeners within the first however long, eventually I'd like to, you know, establish enough of a base that, like, I can go off of, like, fan recommendations and stuff. I just, I don't know. I mean, I appreciate you guys listening to this first episode. I'm your host, Wyatt the Riot, and I hope you guys all have fun out there.